90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City, Community Radio. Streaming online at www.kkfi.org.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
Good morning and welcome to Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. This morning we have our guest in our studios. We have Mr. Dustin Shepherd, Vice President of Renovation Lending at Guarantee Rate, National Mortgage Lender 260770, and Mrs. Tanisha Sanders Looney, broker and owner of Keys Realty Group Incorporated. And we'll be discussing how to renovate a home using a 203K loan. Good morning, Dustin and Tanisha. Welcome to Cowtown Conversations.
Good morning.
Mr. Shepherd, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you worked within the mortgage industry?
I started in the business in 1985. Basically have spent most of my career here in Kansas City working all types of loans, FHA, VA, conventional loans, but got into the renovation market really because of my background in civil rights, civil and fair housing in the mid-90s. Basically took that on and did these types of loans on Indian reservations all over the United States. Returned to the Kansas City market full-time in around 2010, and worked rural, urban, and suburban renovation loans.
Mrs. Sanders Looney, how long have you been a real estate broker and owner of Keys Realty Group Incorporated?
I have been a real estate broker for about 14 and a half years, individual broker. Before it was Keys Realty Group Incorporated, it was called Sanders Realty. So I've been in the business, about 14 and a half years.
So how did you get started renovating homes?
Funny question. I literally just posted something like a week ago about how I actually started in the business. It was myself and two other friends who wanted to, we caught ourselves wanting to take over the world, and we just happened to all get involved in some form of real estate, and we just thought, hey, we can fix a home up and sell it, and that's just kind of where it started. I kind of fell in love with renovating homes.
So to date, how many properties have you done?
I've never really kept count, but if I have to guess, I'll probably say I've renovated at least 75 homes.
That's a large number.
That is.
So, Mr. Shepherd, what options does a person have when they want to buy a property that needs some repair that we know will not pass FHA loan criteria?
Actually, Joseph, there's two products. One is the FHA 203K, and there's also a conventional loan, which is called Fannie Mae Homestyle. Both of those allow an individual to buy a property or refinance their current property and take the renovations, be it mandatory repairs, someone stole the heating and air during the sale of the home, there's a hole in the roof, or just what I call wish list items, which is the gussy up, paint, carpet, and so on. They can add the purchase and the renovation cost all into one little loan.
Okay. So is a 203K loan a federal loan, or is that, you know, issued by some other organization other than the federal government?
You know, it's a great question because so many times people come to us and they think that FHA division, if you would, of HUD, is the lender, is the person who gives us the money for these types of loans. That's not true. Actually, FHA is an insurance company, just like State Farm, Farmers, and others, and they insure these loans in case of default. We actually go out into the market, so there's unlimited cash available, which is really a great point with any FHA loan, is there's not a fund that's going to go away. These loans are around year after year after year, and in fact, were actually created in the early 70s.
I know with today's housing market, where you go out and look at a house today, and in 72 hours, there's six different bids to buy a home. This seems like a great product to be able to purchase maybe a same home in that neighborhood and get some instant equity, because the house is not going to be able to sell for the maximum price. So you may be able to buy it a little bit cheaper, but also put your own stamps on it. You know, put your own paint, your own colors, your tile, the things that you want to do with that property instead of just buying the property and then have to turn around spending more money to put the colors and schemes in that you want.
Yeah, that's a great point because the loan, as I mentioned, was around in the 70s. We started using it again in the mid-90s. And as a recession happened, you had the subprime loans. These loans kind of went away, and they've made a resurgence since the recession. But that's the point I'd like to make is that it's not just a foreclosure loan. You can buy a foreclosed home. I think we're going to talk a little bit about Casey Land Bank homes can be bought with this product. But there is no limitation on where you can buy the property. And if you're going to own or occupy it, it can be a 1-4 family purchase as well. So it does not have to be just a foreclosed property.
So do all banks, lenders, and mortgage brokers do a 203K loan?
No, they do not. It's available to almost all lenders. They probably have some place to sell the loan. However, there's a finite group that basically specialize. This is all I do at Guaranteed Rate. We're one of the companies that all the loan officers do not do the loan. They refer them to us. There's some other good lenders in Kansas City that do these loans. Tanisha and I were just talking about a couple of our acquaintances that we know with other people in the business, DeAndre Webb at Loan Depot. And some of the other guys that will do a great job, but that is one thing I would say to listeners. Like an agent like Tanisha, this is a unique area, renovation, contractors, agents, and loan officers. So do your homework. Reach out and try to find people that specialize in this loan that we're going to talk about today.
How important is it to have a loan officer that you're working with that really understands the nuances of a 203K loan?
Well, I think it's everything, and we'll visit a little bit, I'm sure, as the conversation goes on, and how long does it take to get one of these loans closed. And keep in mind, all of the repairs go on after closing. So you're really creating a renovation loan package that identifies the contractor, the renovation cost, how long does the contractor have to work. All of those pieces go into your, I call it a renovation business plan. But I think that becomes the issue is that some of these will close in 30 days, some will close in 75 days, depending upon the amount of renovation that needs to be done and the getting the bids and all of that renovation package put together up front. So, yeah, it's not brain surgery, but it's really experience, and it's people that are doing a lot of these every day that get good at putting them together.
For our listeners that may not know, there are two types of 203K loans. There's a streamlined loan and a full 203K loan. What's the difference in between the streamlined and the 203K full loan?
The 203K Limited, used to be called the Streamline, was originally developed in the mid-2000, 2005 or 6, and it's for loans that have less renovation cost. Actually, your renovation escrow cannot be more than $35,000, and so it was really created for homes that needed a roof, heating and air, some of the basic concepts, nothing structural, just to get in and get out. We're very fortunate here in the Midwest. You can do a lot of work for $30,000, $35,000, so we see a lot of line items that you don't see in California where someone has a roof and painting of their house or new siding. The full 203K is basically just that. There's a 203K consultant that works with the buyer to help them identify mandatory and, again, the wish list items that they may want to do. It also allows them to try to make sure that they've included all of those code issues for health and safety that are located into the loan. And those loans do not have a top. The maximum amount is the actual FHA loan limit for Kansas City, which this year is over $318,000. And so as long as the home appraises at or above our all-in price, and our all-in would be purchased plus our renovation escrow, then that's really your top on work. So we see people buy homes at $25,000 and put $150,000 in them. We see people buy homes at $250,000 that needs a $8,000 roof. So you see all kinds of pluses and minuses. And that's when a lender will help you decide where do you fit in that which one of the square holes do you fit in, 203K limited or full?
What are the individual requirements to qualify for a 203K loan? I know all loans have minimum credit scores, so what type of credit score would somebody need to qualify, and what other requirements would there be for a 203K loan?
203Ks, like FHA, is really up to each lender. Each lender sets their own minimum credit score according to how they sell their loans into the market. Our minimum is 620. There are some individuals out there, there are some companies out there that will go down a little below that. I think that's why you see, as we were visiting earlier, even those of us in the industry have friends that do this, because there may be a unique little niche to this loan. Even though it's a national program, the way each lender buys and sells their loan, there may be a unique way that another lender works a deal. So I think as you're talking to a good renovation lender, if something doesn't fit into their little into their world, they're able to help you pick up the ball and run with it. The rest of the 203K guidelines, a vast, vast majority, 98%, are regular FHA, what we is called a 203B loan. We all just know them as the FHA loan, but it's called the 203B. They fit into that world, normal two-year continual employment, whether it be on one or more jobs. You have to have your savings. A gift is allowed. Those are all really neat little features that come along with the 203K that also work with an FHA.
And you're right on line with me. How much of a down payment is required based on a 203K loan? You just said, so if you don't have those funds can be gifted to you from a friend or family member.
That's right. It has to be from a friend, unless you can show a detailed relationship with the buyer. I had a buyer who had a foreign exchange student, had lived in this country, stayed in the country. His family, if you would, had become his family, had actually gifted him funds. Otherwise, the funds have to come from a relative. But that's one of the pluses of an FHA loan in general, be it a 203K or a 203B, is funds can come from the individual or they can come from a gift from a family member. Also, it's important to know that a seller can also help the buyer pay for their closing cost as well as part of the loan, which I'm sure Tanisha can visit with about. That, again, comes back to having a realtor that understands these types of loans and how to get into them with the full amount down. Back to the other piece, the purchase plus the renovation cost gives you what I call the all-in number. That's what your 3.5% down is off of, and that's just like a normal FHA. It's always 3.5% down.
So if you're on a $100,000 loan with everything, closing costs and everything, you'd probably be looking at having to contribute about $5,000.
Right.
And that's not really not too bad if you're looking at the prices of houses in today's market. So what are some of the property requirements for a 203K loan? Can I build a new house with it loan, or if I've had a disaster, and say I've had a fire, can I rebuild the property using a 203K loan?
That's a great question. The FHA allows you to purchase an existing home and bring it up to code. And as we mentioned before, you can buy a home for, in fact, I have a Casey Land Bank home, and a couple of my lender colleagues and I have discussed these that have been purchased for less than $1,000. Over $100,000 worth of repair have been brought into the house, and they are basically going to appraise in the $100,000, $120,000 range. And these are homes that are completely not habitable. I mean, just they will be brought completely down to the studs and started again, but have a really good bones, if you would, a backbone in the home, and will allow the buyer then to take this home back up into code. So there is no minimum. Back to a home that can be just almost ready to move in. In fact, we get calls from agents where an appraisal was done and an agent or an appraiser finds a problem with the house and the seller doesn't want to pay for it. That can easily become a 203K loan during the middle of the process. It wasn't something that someone went in to do a renovation loan. That home forced them to move to that particular marketplace.
So what are some of the positives? We've mentioned a lot of the positives of using a 203K loan. What are some of the negatives of using a 203K loan?
I think your buyer has to be very much a multitasker. And a good loan officer, and I believe a good agent who normally sees the buyer before we see him, is not afraid to say to a buyer, this maybe isn't the loan for you. You know, you may be a first-time home buyer. I've had buyers that I've had to say that to. If you're willing to be patient, you need to work on the loan every day because you're going to be working with a contractor. Getting multiple, another myth, you do not have to have multiple bids. As long as you hire a licensed and insured contractor for your jurisdiction, be KC Moe, be Johnson County, be Eastern Jackson County, Lee Summit, Bonner, Liberty, wherever it may be, whatever that jurisdiction requires for a contractor is what we're going to require as well. But somebody has to be patient and understand all of the facets, because it's a lot of moving pieces that are going on beyond just the purchase of the home.
So what are some of the improvements that can be done during the 203 canal? If I want to put in this, I bought a house, I want to put in a swimming pool, or I don't like how these walls are laid out, I want to remove a load-bearing wall. Are those some of the things that can be done using a 203K loan?
They can. If you'll remember, we talked about the difference in the 203K limited and the 203K full. That will be part of the defining factor in which of those two loans you use. But basically, you can do windows, insulation, mold, asbestos, lead-based paint, a new roof, windows, carpet, trim, appliances. All these are items that can go into it. One nice change, we don't see many of them here in Kansas City, but there used to be a limit on how much could go into repairs of a swimming pool, which you mentioned. And now that was a limit. There is no longer a limit. You cannot build a brand new swimming pool, but there is no longer a limit in repairs that can be used on an in-ground swimming pool. But that comes over to the other product that we're just going to really kind of mention today, and that is the Fannie Mae Home Style product. And the reason that loan is really attractive is it allows you to do swimming pools, outdoor entertainment centers, really more luxury items in your loan, as well as that does involve investors. A 203K loan does not allow for an investor. It is only owner-occupied. The Fannie Mae Home Style does allow for an investor property.
And that's a great point, because a lot of people, you know, myself included, there's been houses in my neighborhood that I've bought the house, and then the hardest part is that once you buy it, you have to then figure out where to get the funding at to do it. And products like this that are not widely advertised now give people that ability to be able to do it. So what is the 203K loan application process? How many bids do I have to have? You know, if I've got my friends and my one friend does painting, my other friend does roofing, can me and my friends get together and do that project? Or is it something, as you said earlier, I have to have licensed and bonded contractors? You know, how does the process start for an applicant?
Well, an applicant makes loan application just like they normally would. They walk in, we start the credit side. Let me also say, and again, we're back to that team of renovation people like Tanisha and other agents that understand the process. When we have a buyer come in ahead of time and looking to do renovation, I tell them two things. One, we get them pre-approved, as you always should do, is go to a lender, let them get you pre-approved and tell you what you qualify, or begin to work with you over the coming months, whether it be credit, down payment, savings, whatever. Number two, you must find a contractor. The biggest problem we run into is buyers will buy the home, have 45-day contract to close the loan, meaning they have to get all of their bids, all their credit, everything done during that time, but not have a contractor, and may actually show up and start the contractor, may show up 3 weeks into the 6-week process. We do not order the appraisal on an FHA 203K or the Fannie Mae product until we have a bid in hand, because that's what the appraiser uses, is they use that bid in hand. So that is really, again, we've talked a little bit about it, and is that team of folks that you're working with. We'd like the buyer to find their own contractor. It makes it easier, whether it's somebody you've learned through church, through a friend, through a colleague at work. It's always best to find your own contractor. Lenders try not to refer contractors, although we run over the same people a lot of times, so we're able to say, yes, that person worked with us. A good lender does not approve these contractors. They're validating them. They're looking at the basics. Do they have their license? Do they have their insurance? And those issues. As far as a buyer doing it themselves, the old DIY, unless you're actually a licensed and insured contractor, the rules allow it for some painting, some real remedial pieces of it. And I think once we sit down with buyers and start discussing what really has to go on to a home, they really take that away and they do a lot of those DIY things after we close. Repaint, pull up carpet. I mean, we find a lot of homes, especially here in the urban core, they have beautiful wood floors underneath the carpet. And we'll say, look, it'll pass with the carpet. When we're done, pull them up. You know, that's something you can save your own money. Go down if you feel like you have that talent and sand them, revarnish them, little things like that. I think mainly when we talk through it with a customer, they figure out that the bigger items are what they want to include into the home. And then there are a lot of buyers who just say, I want to be move-in ready. Boom, I want it to be done. I'm going to bring in a contractor. One last item on the contractors. On the 203K Limited, you can have up to three individual contractors. So if you had a roofer, a carpet guy, and maybe a heating and air guy versus a full 203K, you need one general contractor.
So if you have any questions for Ms. Sanders Looney or Mr. Shepherd, please give us a call on our studio line, 816-931-5534. That's 816-931-KKFI. So you talked a little bit earlier about technical assistance. What type of technical assistance is available to somebody who's seeking a 203K loan?
Well, I really think it's back with agents and the lender. They're really going to put you in the right position. One thing that we didn't talk about, or we'll talk about more, I think, as the show goes along, is what's called a 203K consultant. If you remember, you only need the 203K consultants on a full 203K, which is a loan with renovations over an escrow amount of $35,000. These gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, come in and they basically are home inspectors, most of them by trade. They've gone through the analysis by FHA to, again, be validated. They have over 5 years of experience and so on. And their job is to come in and basically help you with that work write-up. A good consultant, there's about eight, I believe, that are still on the list here in Kansas City in the metro area. They're paid on a sliding scale. FHA puts that scale out, and that's how they're paid according to the repair amount. And then they are also the individuals normally that will come back in and do your draws. So there's somebody that's with you from a technical standpoint from the beginning all the way through to the end.
So you've got found a home, so you live here in Kansas City, and you found a property down near Marshall, Missouri, or somewhere near Sedalia. So is that something that your company would do, is go that far, or do you just work here within the limited Kansas City, Missouri metropolitan area?
Sure. Guaranteed rate, I basically cover five states. I'm licensed. I think that's important. Joseph mentioned it earlier. My NLMS license number is 260770. All lenders have a licensing number, so I, working for a national company, and on the day that the Royals begin to play, if any of you are White Sox fans and you watch the White Sox play, they play at Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago. So we're the sponsor there of the field, so that leaves for a lot of good bantering with our Chicago peers. But we're approved in 50 states. We have loan officers that if I get a call from Wisconsin, we do have a loan officer in Wisconsin. We do work, and I have an extensive background within this four-state area, so we're looking for people all over, looking for renovation loans all over.
So, Ms. Sanders Looney, have you ever renovated a property using programs like this, or has it just been something that you essentially had to come always out of your pocket for?
The properties that I renovate are never owner-occupied, so I'm never living in those properties. So I've never used the 203K. I have used other forms of financing, such as lines of credit, credit cards, and cash. So, no, I've never used a 203K loan for my renovations.
So is it as simple as going out, finding a property, getting started, and everything goes smoothly, you know, or is it the other side? What are some of the problems and difficulties that you've encountered in renovating a property?
I wish that everything always went smoothly, but I can say that's definitely not the case, especially early on when I first started doing renovations. Wow, when Dustin said that you want to find a contractor that's licensed and insured, that is definitely true, because in the beginning, that's definitely not what I looked for. I would find someone at a home improvement store, or I know someone who did painting, and they would probably start the job and not finish the job, so then I have to pay somebody else to come in and do the same job over again. Or somebody said that they're a contractor and they can do everything. I don't think I like contractors that say they can do everything, because okay, you don't do everything. You can specialize in maybe a few things, but you don't do everything. So it's been like a roll of the dice in the beginning. It's a little better for me now. I have a set contracting company that I use. So, it's not always smooth. You just have to stick in there, though. So just if you hit a bump in the road, don't let that deter you, you know. Drive around it, hop over, do whatever you have to do, but keep going. It's all learning. You learn through experience. So
is that the short way? The short answer, the long answer, saying yes, you've had contractor problems. Everybody's had it. We've all been there, and it's kind of when he says, "Can I get 50% of the job before I even start the job?" And you're like, "If I give you 50% of the money up front, I will never see you, and this job will never get done."
That is so true. That's funny. We had conversations about this. I don't do down payments anymore. It's too risky. I mean, if they're going to stay the course and they're going to get it done and they can guarantee their work, they're not going to want a down payment. They're going to get halfway through that job and then they take a draw. And if they even do it then, they could wait to the very end and get everything and get paid all at once. But there are down payment. What's a nice word to call them? Chasers, people who chase down payments. So there are contractors that chase down payments. So it's very important that you find a contractor that is licensed and insured.
And another thing I would add to that is you always either buy your own materials, because if the contractor buys the materials, I mean, if he buys the materials, then he can say, well, you paid me for the job, but you didn't pay me for the materials. And then you end up with a contractor lien on your property, you know, just because there are good contractors and there's bad contractors, and some people are just trying to get paid twice for doing the same job once. And some people, as you said, you've got to chase them down to get it done. So how important is it to have that source of funding, Ms. Sanders-Looney, to have available to be able to get that property done? Because I know there's always something that you run into. You have to have a contingency fund. And when you budget it straight to the dollar, then you figure out, well, I still need an extra $5,000 and I had a problem. So how important is that?
It's very important. And to go back to what you said as far as a mechanics lien from a contractor, in the contract, you're going to have it stated. That's the importance of having a signed contract. It's going to state whether, you know, materials are included or it's just labor. So you want to have that clarified. And as far as having the funds, you want to calculate unforeseen things. So having excess funds is important. You don't want to start a job and then run out of funds and everybody's upset. Then you can't find yourself in court, you know, with the mechanics lien, because contractors want to be paid, the property needs to be finished, you know, nobody wins if you don't have enough funds.
Okay. We've got to take a short break, but we will be right back. But you're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City's community radio station. And this is Cowtown Conversations, and we're having our discussion on how to buy and renovate a home using a 203K loan with Mr. Dustin Shepherd of Guarantee Rate Lending and Ms. Tanisha Sanders-Looney of Keys Property Brokers Incorporated. So we'll be right back.
Sugar. Support for KKFI brought to you by Sugar, Meshuggah. Meshuggah Bagels on 39th Street in Westport, 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park, or in Liberty Commons Center, Liberty, Missouri. New York Bagels right here in KC. Open Tuesday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Meshuggah Bagels supports KKFI and many other organizations. You can find their menu and catering information at MeshuggahBagels.com.
When Harley-Davidson announced the shutdown of its Kansas City plant, they blamed declining motorcycle sales. Was that it? We'll ask the two union presidents if there's more to the story this week on the Heartland Labor Forum. Then, March Madness and the NFL Draft are in full swing. We'll ask sports historian Chuck Ross if athletes are getting a fair shake, or was LeBron James right when he called it a corrupt system? Thursday at 6 p.m., rebroadcast Friday at 5 a.m.
And we're back. So this is Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson, and today our conversation is how to buy and renovate a home using a 203K loan. So, Mr. Shepherd, how long does it take from the time that you apply, as you said earlier, for a 203K loan, and you can actually get, how much is the person that is dependent, what the person does into that process? You know, if I don't turn in my documents, what's the standard time that I can get the information and I should be able to know if I'm approved for the loan or not?
Well, basically, there's two items. You start through the normal credit process, as you would with any FHA, USDA loan. You basically start the credit itself from the beginning. We're going to turn in W-2s, pay stubs, assets, income, liability items from the very beginning. The other piece, as we talked about, is the bids. And basically, this is why we always ask the agent and the buyer to write a 45 to 60 day contract. I think that's essential. If you go to a lender and they're jumping up and down, we can close them in 30 days, you know you probably want to talk around, because unless you're going to walk in with a roof only and order the appraisal the day you make application like you would on a normal purchase, that's not going to happen. The amount of time, as we talked about earlier, depends upon that contractor. That's why we're so we push so much from the first day we talk to a buyer about a 203K is, do you have a contractor? Those bids can take 1 week to a month. And so if you take 30 days to get your bids in and work with the contractor, turn in the bids, then you've used up half of your 60 days. Appraisals usually take 7 to 10 business days for a 203K, and thus then that leaves the lender a couple of weeks to get you closed. So there's no pushing at the end. We will tell you that I've done this a long time. My average is around 45 days. I've closed them in 27, and I've closed them in 100. And so it's all about honesty. It's all about visiting and understanding the property, knowing what's going on. Sometimes you can't get a bid for specific. I had a home in St. Louis that overlooked a creek in the back, and it took us 100 days to get a septic tank bid because it was downhill and flowing into this creek. And after people would come out, they finally realized that they had the possibility of an EPA issue, until we finally found a person who understood the bid and was able to put in and make the bid for the right septic. If you looked at us from a lender, you'd think, gosh, what did the lender do wrong? Why did it take 100-plus days to close this loan? In that case, everybody understood what was going on and was able to work together.
So if you have a question for our studio guest today, give us a call on our studio line, 816-931-5534. That's 816-931-KKFI. So from the time you get the money, or you get approved for the process, how long do you have to complete the project? Is it a 6-month, a 12-month? You know, is it unlimited? How long does a person have to complete the project?
If you do a 203K limited, you have 120 days. To do the repairs. Keep in mind, the limited is for non-structural items, more for upgrades, and you have 180 days to finish from closing. You have 180 days to finish up a full 203K.
So, talked about that. You said, how important are the contractors in this project? That it seems like everything is keyed off of the contractors. How important is it for you to have good quality contractors that you're working with?
Well, and I think Tanisha mentioned it a minute ago in the thing she was running into. Not only their talent, their ability to do the things they tell you, and many times even our general contractor are using multiple subs throughout the project, but how they want to make their draws is important. On a 203K limited, you get half of your funds for materials up front, and then you just do one final inspection. On a 203K full, you can have up to five draws and a final. So how your contractor not only does the work in a timely manner, but how are they going to be able to handle those draws? $40,000-$50,000 deal is a lot different than a $180,000 deal. I have a $270,000 loan that we recently closed. You can only have the five in a final, so you have to have a pretty stout contractor who can take on about $50,000 worth of warehouse lying, do the work, and then get paid for it. So, yeah, not only in talent, but also financial responsibility is really a big deal.
Can a 203K lender help an applicant find contractors for the project? Is that something that you may not want to get involved in?
You know, you'll find that across the board, we all do our best to not do so. Let's face it, you know, the lender's the deep pockets. Anything goes wrong, they're going to be coming to the lender. Every company, we realize that you try to work through this issue. Buyers can't find them. What works, again, back to that team of agents, the 203K consultant, you know, there's nothing against the consultant. I know a lot of times they'll mention three or four different contractors to a buyer. So I think when you're done with it at the end, a team that you put around you will help you. And I know as lenders, there's many times we have somebody might do a home in St. Joe, and we may only do one or two a year, and someone will pick up the phone and call one of the other guys in the air and say, hey, who's doing work up in St. Joe? Or you can talk to one of your lenders, and they'll say, or one of your contractors, and they'll actually give you a referral for somebody up in the St. Joe area.
So if I want to do a 203K loan for a home or a home path loan, when should I start the process of applying for a loan? When I found a property or when I'm beginning to look for a property? Which one would work better for you?
You should always start ahead of time, and I'm sure Tanisha will tell you, I'm always shocked at when a buyer's been out looking at homes with an agent or even on their own. And in today's world where you can do things online, I'm always shocked that somebody has not gone through the pre-approval process. And I would suggest that to everybody. I do work with clients for a year. I have one right now that's I've worked with for a year and a half, and she just hadn't found the home, had different hurdles. So they're long-term pieces of the puzzle. And for a renovation loan, again, the more you learn, the more we talk to buyers. We don't do as many. Loan officers in my office are closing, you know, 40, 50, 60 million, which are several hundreds worth of loans. You know, if we do 50 to 100 just renovation loans a year, that's a pretty good book of business. So you're really spending a lot of time with these people, along with their agents, along with the consultant. So it's really a time consuming, but that answers a lot of questions, because there is, as we talked about before, you ask who would be the right person to do this, somebody that can multitask and put all the pieces together and not get panicked, you know, clear at the end if we've got a change in of a bid, you know, they wanted a different type of a shower or something and you needed to work those bids. That's just so important.
So we talked a little bit about the draws. What is required to draw down your funds from the renovation portion of a 203K loan? Does the inspector come back in and take a look? What does the individual have to do to ensure that they're going to be able to get that draw?
You know, that's a good question, because one thing you need to be asking your lender is, who does your draws? We basically have a whole draw department, a guaranteed rate, and that is their position. Once the loan's closed, it goes into the draw department, and that's the individual that would then take over the file and work with you. Not all lenders have that. Some, the loan officer has to go back and continue to work on those draws, or they sell the loan immediately, so it goes away to a different lender that has to deal with that. So make sure when you're dealing with a 203K or the Fannie Mae home style that you ask, who does my draws? Once we do not these loans aren't set up as you might normally think in a construction loan, that if it's $100,000, we're going to do five draws at $20,000, $20,000, $20,000. They can be done according to what the contractor and the buyer decide upon. You may see that on a $100,000 deal, they have a $40,000 first draw, and then they become smaller, or they're in different sections along the way. That's totally up to the buyer and the contractor. But keep in mind, those are also worked out as part of this renovation plan that we talked about. That upfront, what's the bids? How many draws? Is your contractor validated? How long is it going to take him to do the work? All of those pieces are put into play from the very beginning of the process.
What are the interest rates running a 2 or 3K loan? Are they comparable to a normal loan? Are they a little bit different since you're essentially getting a wraparound loan and you don't have to need to acquire that mortgage at the end?
Yeah, the 203K loan in general is about a half to three quarters of an interest rate higher than the FHA normal loan at that time. So there is a little bit of a premium in it. Over the time that I've done these, that premium used to be 1.25 to 1.5. That's come down quite a bit. It's, again, as we talked about, these are sold onto Wall Street. So the market basically sets that rate as they would for a regular FHA, 203K rate. But that's an excellent point. This isn't do a construction loan and then do a final loan. This is a one-time close, 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. And when you close, your loans will, your mortgage payments will start just like on a normal home.
Ms. Sanders-Looney, does Keys Realty Group Incorporated have any of the properties that is renovated for sale at this time?
Keys Realty Group is a full-service real estate brokerage. So we not only just work with our own properties that we own, we also work with buyers and sellers who want to come into the office and sign a contract with us to purchase homes or to have us sell their homes. But we do currently have a few properties that we've recently renovated on the market.
Do you have any upcoming events or tours where people can come look at those homes that Keys Realty Group Incorporated has renovated?
Yes, Keys Realty Group and Can See Homes Tour Experience has a Urban Core Homes Tour coming up April 29th, and the tour is going to showcase homes in the inner city from 18th Street to Cleaver Boulevard, from Truth to Indiana Avenue. There will be newly constructed and recently renovated homes will be showcased on the tour. It's going to be a bus tour and a virtual tour, so the people who can't come out to join us on the bus to tour the properties will still be able to see the properties on the internet, on the virtually. They've ever seen them virtually.
So how does somebody get more information about that event that you got coming up? Is there a website or somewhere where they can call? Can they give you a call if they wanted to get more information?
Yes, they can call our office, Keys Realty Group, Inc., at area code 816-469-5350, or they can search Eventbrite, and the Eventbrite, they can get tickets at kchte.eventbrite.com, or just search the Kansas City Homes Tour Experience on Eventbrite to be able to get tickets.
So that event that you have in, you know, what day of the week is it going to be on, and are there going to be any other events surrounding that? Where is it going to be located?
Yes, the event is April 29th, as I said before, which is a Sunday. It's from noon to 4. It's going to be at the Mohort Multipurpose Center, located at 3200 Wayne Avenue in Kansas City, Missouri. And prior to, the day before, we're going to host a homes buyer seminar where we're going to get buyers pre-approved, and they'll be able to join the tour the next day to see some of the homes showcased in the Kansas City area. With the homes on the market moving so fast, the inner city is kind of, you know, they kind of forget about us sometimes. But we have such rich neighborhoods and lovely homes, and we want everybody to come out and see the homes. And after the bus tour, we'll go back to the Mohort Multipurpose Center, where we'll have festivities. Jazz's Louisiana Kitchen is providing our food. We have the help of Kansas, the City of Kansas City, who has been a big contributor to the tour, and we're all excited. There's a host of other companies as well that have contributed. First Federal, Mo Bank, there's quite a few, but we're excited.
What is your website for Keys Realty Group Incorporated, where people can go and look at some of the homes that you may be offering for sale at this time, some of the ones you did and maybe some of the ones that other people have brokered with you all?
Our website is www.keysrealtygroupinc.com, and you can see some of the homes that Keys Realty Group have listed at this time. And we also have a website coming up for the homes tour. It's in the process of getting developed, but that website is www.kchte.com.
So, Mr. Shepherd, is there, as we start to close down and wind down an hour here, is there any other vital information you would like to tell our listeners about a 203K loan and things that they really need to make sure that they have done?
Yeah, a couple of things. We didn't talk about that you can also refinance your current home. So if you're in a home and you want to do some renovation, it's just not for purchases. It's also for refinance, both the Fannie Mae product and the 203K product. I'd like to also mention, we kind of touched on, what else can you do beyond just renovating the home? And that is, you can add on to a home. You can put an additional structure as long as it is attached to your home. We're seeing a lot of people now that want to stay in their neighborhoods. They want to stay in their home but need to grow that, and that's in all shapes and sizes, from a 1,100 square foot home that wants to go to 1,800, to we have some of them just off the plaza, south of the plaza, that we're finding that are 2,800 going to 3,600. So all shapes and sizes. And you mentioned earlier, which comes back to Tanisha, some of her points, is you can do two other really unique things with the 203K. You could move a home, which is difficult really in the urban core only because of you have to move trees and power lines, but you could take a home, move it, and put it on a brand new foundation. The other issue that I think is out there that we're seeing, and this is something we're visiting with buyers on the Casey Land Bank side, is there's homes that have really good structural foundations. They may be 100 years old, but they're in good shape or can be tweaked enough to really be a nice, sturdy foundation. You can take that home all the way down to that foundation and build a brand new home on top of it. You have to use that existing foundation. We're not doing it that often. I think we should be doing it more. I think here in the urban core, it's probably a perfect opportunity to use it. And lastly, as Tanisha and I are sitting here talking, I work a lot with some of the neighborhoods. And I think if you're out looking for a home and you've identified a home that seems to be vacant or really is run down, pick up the phone and call Tanisha. Call an agent and start there, because I'm finding more now limited home inventory. Normally, homes in Kansas City, you have up to 6 months of selling inventory. The Kansas City board, the KCRAR board, just put out their numbers, and there's only 1.8 months worth of inventory, from 6 months to 1.8. So there's very little out there. So I would say to you, if you're looking for a home, don't get discouraged. Agents are out there beating the bushes right now. I think it's a whole different type of environment. And if you see one that's vacant, don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call them, and let's see what we can do with it, even if it is run down, burnout. I've had homes that have been burnt out that we've gone into the inside. They were vacant. Somebody basically got in and vandalized them. Those can be taken back and into shape. So don't let a home go by that you think is in too bad a shape to work on. You know, reach out to myself or your agent or Tanisha if you need a new agent here in the core.
I serve on the Land Bank Board of Advisors, and I know about 4 years ago we had a problem with vacant properties across not just in the heart of the city neighborhoods, but across the city, and there were over 1,000 homes that people were having to complain about. And we sit now, almost 5 years later, where we have that inventory of 1,000 homes is gone. And there's maybe about 65 homes now that will come into the land bank every year. And these are great programs to allow you to be able to buy a home, put your own touch with it, And the great thing that you get about getting a house on the land bank is that these homes, you're getting them at a bargain price. So when once you do the work, you get instant equity. And the Land Bank Board of Advisors has always had an event every year, and this is going to be our third one that we're going to do April the 20th on a Saturday at the Linwood Multipurpose Center. And I know I talked with Tanisha and Dustin. We'll be there. If you've got questions, you know, if you want to find out about the land bank process, how many houses are out there, how many are left, you know, come out to that event on Saturday, April the 20th, and get more information, because when the inventory is gone, you know, a lot of people will miss out. And these are homes that really people can buy and have good starter homes. And then once they decide or they're ready to move up their income, then they could turn around and look at selling these houses and move up to a next house. But it's a great start, because you're not going to pay nearly as much for the house monthly mortgage payment than you're going to pay for rents in some cases in neighborhoods. So definitely look at that. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we go forward, you know, how to look at getting these quality homes, because April marks the 50th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act. And the Fair Housing Act is a landmark legislation in the United States for providing equal housing opportunities regardless of race, religion, national origin. And it's made it a federal crime to intimidate by force or threat of force, injure, intimidate anyone by reason of their race, color, or religion, or national origin. This act was signed into law during the King assassinations by President Lyndon Johnson. So, Mr. Shepherd, if somebody has a question for you, do you have a phone number where they can give you a call, or do you have a website where they can go get more information about the lending products that you offer?
Sure. I would suggest you just give me a call. My cell phone number is 913-687-4550. Feel free to leave a message. I'd love to visit with you. Again, don't be afraid to call. Even though you may be a little bit down the road, you think financially, the more we can teach you, advise you, and educate you on renovation financing, is just going to give you a leg up as you're creating your path to home ownership.
Okay. I would like to thank Ms. Sanders Looney, Keys Realty Group Incorporated, and Mr. Dustin Shepherd, Vice President of Renovation Lending at Guarantee Rate, for being our guest today. We never end without a community minute, but before I go into that, I want to talk about a few things. I'm so excited about next week's programming, because we start our Money Spark programming, and we've partnered all of our shows during the month of April. April is Financial Literacy Month. Will be tied to Money Smart. And our first week, we're going to have Ms. Marilyn Chambers of Exceeds Expectations, a local 501c3 organization, and we'll be just having a great straight talk discussion about credit, the importance of credit, how you can fix and repair your credit. Because as we see in our neighborhoods, a lot of people are renting because they don't have credit needed to be able to get that home loan. And that is one thing that Money Smart does every year, that they, April's National Financial Literacy Month, that we talk about that. The second week, we're going to be having a how to find and purchase your first home with BMR Harris and a realtor from Chartwell. The third week, in our community, the payday loan rate is extensive, and a lot of people have payday loans, and this saps their ability to be able to do savings. That we're going to be having the executive director of Next Steps KC on to talk about alternatives to high-cost payday loans. And the last week, we're going to end, as we began, with Ms. Marilyn Chapel again, and we're going to just be having tips to save money, things you can do to save money, because every dollar that you save today will help you tomorrow. So as we start our community minute, the Kansas City Public Library will be hosting Bring It Back from April 2nd to April 8th. If you have overdue, damaged books, CDs, or DVDs from the library, bring them back and they will waive or erase fines and fees and give you a fresh start. If you've lost the book, you can attend any of the Money Smart events to earn vouchers up to $100, good for fines and fees, including lost items or replacement. For more information, go to kclibrary.org/MoneySmart. The 5th District Community Meeting will be held on Monday, April 2nd, starting at 6 p.m. at the Southeast Community Center, 4201 East 63rd Street. They will be discussing the animal shelter update. Tuesday, April 3rd is Election Day in Kansas City. Polls will open at 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. If you have any questions on your poll location or what type of ID is required, contact the Kansas City Election Board at 30 West Pershing Road, Kansas City, Missouri, 64108. Their phone number is 816 842-4820 or online at kceb.org. A community input session on 18th and Vine will be held on Tuesday, April 3rd from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. in the American Jazz Atrium, 1616 East 18th Street, Kansas City, Missouri. This event is open to everyone, and they will discuss what is being done on Jazz District, provide updates, and new concepts for the 18th and Vine District. So for more information, go to our Cowtown Conversations Facebook page, and please tune in next week, because instead of you have to get in your car and go somewhere, all you have to do is tune in to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Cowtown Conversations, every Thursday, and you can get expert information and also call in and ask your questions. So for Cowtown Conversations, it's been your host, Joseph Jackson. Have a great day, and stay tuned for My Place with Larry J.